Welcome into the 323 Sports Podcast. On this episode, co-owner Mike Paramore is joined by Grace Christian School Athletic Director and longtime 323 customer, Devin Terrace. This interview is actually from a new series on Instagram Live where we interview coaches and athletic directors from around the country. Be sure you're following us on Instagram so you don't miss any future episodes. Before we get started, if you're tired of overpaying for name brand uniforms, you're not alone. And that's why we created the Good Game product line. We've got some incredible uniforms that cost up to 70% less than the big brands. So if you're looking for options and a great product line, look no further than Good Game from 323 Sports. Now on to this week's episode with Coach Devin Terrace.
Devin, you are the first of our series of talking with athletic directors, coaches, people like that. Yeah, it shows that Keith joined, which is fine. Rock and roll, Keith.
Yeah, go Keith.
I'm trying to get Keith to come on here under 323 Sports and rock and roll with some comments, but it's actually under Keith, so he's been discovered.
Okay.
It's all good. But yeah, so the goal of these, Devin, as I already told you, because you got a nice little questionnaire to fill out, like it was an interview. But the goal is to, one, you know, I just want to see how you're doing. I haven't seen you face-to-face in forever. You know, two, I also wanted to, you guys obviously do it right with your athletic program. And you guys, I think, can relate as far as your school to a lot of our customers, what they're going through. I'm hoping this will bring value both on the academic side and obviously on the athletic side to kind of see what you guys have done and then also see, you know, where you see this panning out and, you know, what y'all steps are, you know, and stuff like that. Before we get to that, though, let's do a quick rundown to the viewers who may not know who you are. Devin Terrace. Athletic director at Grace Christian in Raleigh for the past 8 years, right?
Something like that. Yeah, man.
8 years.
Wow.
Okay. And you're not actually from North Carolina. You're actually from a state that has a lot of question marks and a lot of scrutiny over the years, West Virginia.
Go Mountaineers,
Jefferson
man.
High School, Shenandoah Junction, West Virginia. Went to college at Shepherd University, also in West Virginia. Just couldn't get enough. You have some accolades when you were there in West Virginia. Tell us about those accolades. There's one particular that I'm really interested in, but go ahead and tell us about some of those things that you had there in West Virginia.
Yeah. West Virginia is a beautiful state, awesome state. High school was great there. There's another big high school there since I would, you know, graduated from Jefferson. So there's two big high schools there in Jefferson County. Washington High School now and Jefferson High School. So high school was fun. I know amazing. I think that year we got to play at Doubleday Field. I remember in Cooperstown, New York. Thing was Doubleday Field. That was fun. The last game wasn't so fun, but
I thought you guys won the state championship.
Well, yeah, we did that year at when Doubleday Field. We played like all these teams from like New York and like all over the state. You know, not over, I guess, right there in New York, but some other new teams from all over the United States. But I think the last game there, we lost on a walk off grand slam. Can you believe that? Like. That just hurts, man. But year, I guess it made it sweeter. No. My buddy on the mound hated it for him. I think I was telling one of my buddies that story the other day. I was like, man, I would not want to lose on a walk-off grand slam.
That's
for
the
sure.
Way to lose possible.
Yes, it is. But yeah, man, that year we got to, I think it was in Fairmont, West Virginia, where we played the state. I'm pretty sure. And then we, or was it Charleston? I think the other school was Fairmont or something like that. But it wasn't too close. And the team was really strong that year. And that was an awesome memory to win a state championship for baseball. And Coach John Lowry there is still at Jefferson. And he's he's a legend over there. He's still coaching. He's won like 10 West Virginia baseball state championships, 10 to 12. I mean, I think it's unreal.
Wow.
So yeah, man.
Yeah. You said he was in the Hall of Fame, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. I think he's in the high school baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's had over 1,000 wins, career wins, and just, he's been coaching for a long time, man. Still doing it, I believe. So yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's cool. It's awesome when people do it for a long time. You obviously know they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they love what they do, which is awesome. So that's cool, man. So yeah, so state champion. It's great. Let's talk about something that's a little bigger than that, and that is in college, you were the college dodgeball champion. Let's hear about that.
That was huge.
A chance to elaborate via email. So let's
yeah, that was again. Huge. Yeah, that was fun. I mean, that was just a tournament that I think the school was having to raise money.
Hey, get on.
That was something we should be teaching. Sure. But we were going to go play in a tournament. And man, it was a big time. So the funny thing is about that story was there was so all the students made teams, and then you know there was this one team that came in, and they were like professional competitive dodgeball team. They had jerseys, numbers. It was awesome. So you know we were seeing
bullets.
Bullets call out numbers like 15, 15. Like just I'm like, what are they doing? We're just. Championship, you know, and here we are, a bunch of we got t-shirts on, like we're not professionals here, we're not competitive or anything like that, right? We're not playing in tournaments all the time. We just got a team together. We ended up beating them, man, 2 out of 3, and just the students just they were loving it because they were just clobbered everybody. But we ended up beating them, and I remember after the match. They were like, we're going to go get the real dodgeballs out of the car, you know, so we can really, really want to have a dodgeball? Just like, okay.
Y'all's weren't regulation. I actually hopped on 4G. We do Wi-Fi. Yeah, you guys, sorry, I had technical difficulties over here.
No, it's okay, man.
The excuses just started coming out of the closet as soon as you got
Oh, for here. Sure. Oh, for sure. It was funny. Yeah, man, it made it compared to.
Did you guys
get
t-shirts?
Man. The story just gets better. I think they gave us like a $25 gift card among the six of us to like Ruby Tuesdays or something. That's it.
Oh, nice.
That's all we got. But hey, we were pumped. We were pumped. We were pumped. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. That was fun. That was a fun memory.
Dude,
I was like,
hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Like we won a dodgeball tournament, you know, dodgeball champion there, but that was cool. Yeah.
Well, look, it was your. It was big enough deal that you put it down there as a personal accolade.
So oh yeah,
that's what I like.
That's big time. I have to tell people like I'm a former dodgeball champion, man. You know.
We actually went to there's a place here in Raleigh, Pro 3-5 Sports. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we actually, I've never actually played a like real dodgeball with like grown men before. I mean, I've done it like PE and like when I was in seventh grade, but dodgeball to me was like everyone lined up against the wall and you just like the weakest link,
dude.
You know, was always the last one standing.
Yeah, man.
Or yeah, I guess, but anyway,
first one.
But
it
was actually pretty tough. I mean, you gotta like strategize. Do you go for the ball? Do you like grab it and just hold it? Do you kind of wait till they get the ball and you wait till they make it?
Yeah, no.
I mean, there's a lot of strategy involved.
There is, man. Like throwing the ball, these guys used to throw one ball up in the air and then throw another one. You're like, what? What are you doing? But it's just, I guess, all distraction
like a decoy.
A decoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cool, man.
Well, dude, I don't know if it's my internet or yours. But
is it getting a little messy?
Well, it's probably mine. No, I mean, it's not you, I don't think. I think it's probably on my end. But
you move a little bit or something like that?
Well, I hate not seeing the guitars.
Yeah, I'm on the Wi-Fi. I can maybe get to a different spot or something like that. But yeah.
Your Wi-Fi's probably good, dude. It's probably just on my end. But
well, I don't know.
Anyway,
it's been a little sketchy lately, I have to say.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not like people are online these days. You know? So
yeah,
so
right?
I don't know what the deal is.
Oh man, it's
anyway,
been interesting
well, look,
for
dude,
internet and
let's,
stuff.
let's jump right into the whole, you know, main reason why I wanted to start these interviews is like, we're obviously in the middle of a pandemic right now. I mean, people, I mean, obviously I'm young and obviously I've never seen anything like this, but I don't know if there's anything that you can compare it to. But it's happened this fast, you know, but whatever. I try not to watch the news too much, so there's probably a bunch of things you can do. But obviously it hit you guys. I mean, right, you're on that last leg of school. You guys are getting ready to start spring sports, or maybe you even did start a little bit, and then it's like everything came to an abrupt halt. But talk to us about that, kind of some stuff that you guys had to do, and also some things that you guys are doing that maybe be, you know, will be a help to others. Just kind of share how Grace has handled it, and you specifically as the AD. Give us an inside look at some of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has had to deal with it differently, right? For the population, I mean, we were probably three games in for some of the sports in the spring. And I remember Thursday, I think it was like Thursday, March 12th. And, you know, some schools started canceling that day. A few were, you know, we still got to play. But it was just like from midday into the afternoon, it was just like a ripple effect. Different people and schools were just kind of finding out what this all was, you know, looking like somewhat. It was initial shock. And then eventually, you know, we called some things off, and, you know, I'm like, there's no way like we couldn't have an athletic season or something like that, you know, with this come in, and, you know, and here we are. Goodness gracious. Like, I'm just thinking back, just the ripple effects of how much we're serious it got as we went into late March and into April. And sure enough, we're, you know, sitting and doing virtual learning with our school. The team, Nathan Ennis, head of school, Nathan Ennis is our IT director, and his team and our head of school and everybody, we made a decision to switch to virtual learning within a week or so after that. And so we've been in that ever since, man. Was that like, yes, like third week of March or so. Man, it's different. I mean, it was a change for everybody. Even for us, we're like, wait a second, there's no contest going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and how do we keep students engaged, and how do we keep things moving? I have to give kudos just to our school and administration and the teachers at Grace. You know, we're fortunate enough to have the MacBook one-on-one program, which all the kids have MacBook Airs. And so online learning was, you know, somewhat familiar, at least some of the framework of it for Grace. So we were able to switch over to within a week or so, which was big kudos to the team and students just doing Google Hangouts and everything else. But I think what this has done for a lot of schools and for us is that we're all now like we're at the same play, almost same level playing field, where we're all having to come together and work together and learn from each other and share information and try to figure this thing out together. And I think that's been the theme for, you know, this pandemic is unity, togetherness, and just kind of, hey, how do we figure this out? You know, how are other people doing it? And what are you doing? Yeah, man, that's kind of what we've been doing, and trying to use social media, you know, use those virtual, you know, tools and things to engage students and families. And there's been some great ideas out there and things that have been tried out too. So, but yeah, man, just trying to engage virtually and challenge, try to give that face-to-face, right, like what we're doing right now, as much as possible that we can get close to the physical, you know, it doesn't replace it at all. But yeah, man, that's at least a little bit of a summary.
Yeah, that's good. What specifically on the athletic side, you know, obviously you're the athletic director. Out of this, I mean, athletics are done in person. You know, you can't play basketball virtually. Yeah. I mean, you play a video game.
Esports.
It could be more on that from us later. We'll see. But but I mean, you obviously have to be present. You have to, you know, have people that are there on site, whatever. Every sport, soccer, baseball, it don't matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously people are training at home and they're doing different things like that. You know, where do you, you know, where is Grace at on that? And, you know, I guess there's some new stuff in North Carolina. I guess today, actually, there's a second phase where things are opening up. What does that look like for you guys? I know you have football as well, so spring training, you know, all that. You know, what's the forecast on that? And then what do you think is going to happen as we go into the fall?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think a lot of what we've been doing is, you know, as coaches have been engaging with the student athletes virtually as much as possible, sending workouts and those types of things. But now I think a lot of schools and just governing bodies have been waiting for other like the bigger governing bodies to step in and give us guidelines. Yeah. I think a lot of what we're doing has been planning. And like, here's how we can maybe go about this. But no one's necessarily willing to do it without the guidance of a higher body, right? Which the NFHS just released some stuff the other day that's helpful. You know, we've been working on stuff at a meeting the other day with my admin team and stuff and my assistant AD and athletic trainer. We're like, here's what we can do. And then, oh, wow, there's new information. Great. So what happens is you don't want to get ahead and send out stuff that necessarily, you know, will, you know, not backlash, but just like, you know, speak against some of the, you know, stuff that you're already planning. So that's what we need is those higher bodies of government and stuff and organizations to lead us, I think, in that and help. And NFHS has done that.
It's kind of like reverse. I mean, a lot of this happened so fast when the NBA canceled the season. I mean,
yeah,
when they did
that was
like everyone followed suit. And
yeah, I know, ripple effect. Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of needs to happen the reverse, you know, that, you know, some of these bigger entities, NBA especially, since they were the first one out, if they can be one of the first ones to do something, you know, because obviously if people are fearful of lawsuits, they're not, you know, everyone is kind of, it's the classic fear, you know, it's just like, you don't want to mess up, whatever. But, you know, what do you guys think about school? Like, are you guys thinking it's going to be more of a hybrid approach going into the fall? Or
we're still
confident, you know, that you guys will have sports and all that stuff. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think we're still figuring that out. I think our overall desire and our goal is to have people on campus, you know, just trying to have school like we've been having it previous to this pandemic. I think it's every school's goal with the guidelines and the safety and well-being of our students and families in mind, right? It's just making sure that what guidelines can we put in place in order to still have at least that similar feel of that, you know, same community feel that we had before. But I think everybody has had to accept that there is going to be a new norm until a vaccine or something like that has been developed. And those types of things before I think people take a deep breath but I think taking a step in the direction of being on campus or being out in an athletic field with the guidelines in place will help people start taking that next step and realizing that there's hope in the midst of all this, and that hey, we might have to change some things up. I think there's a lot of this pandemic that all of us have there's been good brought out of it too, even though there's been tragedy and a lot of change.
You kind of just need, I mean, you kind of just need in general, I feel, I've been saying this, it's like, as much as you try to go down that road and figure it out, and like, hey, let's have this, you can't ever really make a decision executively because people as a whole still have this fear of the unknown, of what this virus is. If we could somehow blow a hole in that and kind of get it more, I don't know, I'm not trying to minimize it, but just make it more like, hey, this is the flu, or hey, this is what, it's just so much uncertainty. But hopefully in the next couple of months, you know, there'll be, you know, some good traction on that. We'll know more. Anyway, I'm optimistic about sports and stuff like that. I do think it'll be like tiptoeing into the water. But
yeah, it will
if
be.
If you go out and see people at Target or wherever else, it's like 2 weeks ago, there's masks everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, as of a day or two ago, it's like you go out there and it's a free for all. So I think that's a good it's yeah. kind of a good pulse on people are kind of ready to break out, you know, and
yeah, they are. And, they are.
Live.
All of us are getting stir crazy, I think. But we anyway. Do have to keep in mind. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, Devin. You can never be too careful. So, Devin, let's, I'm gonna close here real fast. Keep it going. I've had internet problems this whole time, which I hate. I've ruined your life.
I wonder if it's me, man. I'm sorry. If it is me, I'm sorry.
I don't think it's you. I'm not sure. I think we got some people here doing some stuff, and I think maybe all the cell phones. I don't know. Plus, everybody and their mother's online right now. So, anyway, you already answered these questions, but I'm actually going to see if you stay true to these live in front of your peers. Okay. Some accountability here.
Oh, no.
But some quick facts about you on the sports side here. Hot topic here. MJ or LeBron? Let's start with that one. MJ or LeBron?
Wow, man. I mean, the GOAT for sure. He owns it, and that's MJ. That's Michael Jordan, man. That's Michael Jordan, without a shadow of a doubt. I remember watching Michael play. And that's just a given. I appreciate it. I love what you all are doing there with some of the voting and stuff, some of the material you've been putting out. It's been cool. The comparisons. That's been good.
Dude, we haven't gone down the LeBron MJ trail yet, but I think it's coming.
What
we did with the Warriors versus the Bulls, ironically, the Warriors won the matchup game. But it looks to me like the Bulls, it's not even close. It's like 80-20% right now on the polls. I guess MJ just has that. You don't bet against MJ.
Mm. Man, he's proven that, man, anyway. For sure, right?
All right, so you got MJ. Montana or Brady?
Oh, man, I forget where I put for this, dude.
Exactly. I was going to just
this is tough. Like, that was a tough one for me.
Slideshow. I'm like, you know. Yeah. No. I was going to see if he stays through here.
Oh, my gosh. I think I might have chosen Montana for that one. Did I not? Or maybe I chose Brady. I don't remember, man. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I was back and forth.
On that. I dropped
That's
my
what
pin.
I thought. Okay. Because I was just watching here. Brady in an interview today, and I was like, I do appreciate his body of work, man, and humble beginnings, too, and stuff. I do have mad respect for Brady. I'm a Giants fan. So, like, we've got his net number twice in the Super Bowl. So, really excited about that. But mad respect for Brady. Yeah.
Okay. So, you were incorrect on that one. You said Brady in the questionnaire. And so, you've got one wrong here. Okay. So, one is very personal to me. Federer or Nadal?
Oh, man. Oh my goodness. You would ask me these questions.
I love this. Again. You literally cannot remember which one you put down.
No, I can't, dude. Like, isn't that's probably what... That is awful. Like, that's my memory is just shot. I think it was Federer, man. I think it was Federer. I'm wrong again. Oh my goodness. This is sad. We should cut it off now.
Listen.
Nadal is up and coming.
Nadal, and I quote,
he has the same
year I was.
Same year. My goodness. Mike,
Devin,
this is terrible.
This is live proof that you are aging right before us. You know, honestly, before Corona,
this is not good.
You wouldn't have answered these questions wrong. Like, you might need to get your temperature.
Probably not.
All right.
Nadal,
this one should be easy. You're
86.
A golf fan. This is your golf.
Go ahead. I got this one.
Tiger or Nicklaus?
Tiger. I know I got that one right. Don't even try it, man. Don't pause on me.
You got that one right. Look, that was the internet. Messi or Ronaldo?
I said Messi. I did say Messi on that one. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a Messi fan.
This is a good one. Talent or hard work? For some reason, that topic has been brought up recently, and it's like anyone who says talent is kind of like you kind of look down on them. But
I would agree with that view. Yeah, they do. If someone says talent, you probably would look like, oh, that's all you care about or something. But I think they come in between. They work together, man. I think those who have talent, you got to master that talent. I think. I mean, it can probably much get you out of some trouble once in a while, but you got to put in the hard work. I'm a hard work guy. I think it's been true of I haven't had the most talent either, I don't think. And I've had to put in the hard work, man.
It all goes back to dodgeball. I mean, yes, you had the talent. But if you did not put the work in, there's no way you'd have beaten those guys.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Speaking truth, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last one. I got a feeling you'll get this one right. Offense or defense?
Defense. Defense.
You got that one right.
Thanks. Man,
you know,
I
struggle with that one.
Do you? Yeah. I guess it depends with the sport, too,
hey,
I think, sometimes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say with the sport sometimes, I think it entails some of that back and forth, whether or not it's offense. I don't know, but I think defense wins games, man. I think you can, you know, you have that defensive mentality. You can shut down some teams, and hopefully you have some other people to pull you through and some on the offensive side. But, big defense, man. That's the hard work mentality, I think, too, a little bit.
I've never been
out
a big defense guy. I just hate to say it.
Yeah, it's not the limelight necessarily, but
not,
right? It's not the QB, man. It's the middle linebacker or something, you know? Putting in the
work. I think offense wins championships. All right. So, Devin, in closing, I asked, you know, each of you guys three things that you're most passionate about. And obviously, you won't get these word for word because you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is kind of improv.
That's all right.
But
yeah.
I'll help with what you put.
Go ahead,
man.
That's fine.
You put Jesus first, which I love, my family, and then investing in the heart, soul, and mind of student athletes and coaches. And now you put in parentheses the 3D framework.
Oh yeah.
So talk to me about that a little bit. I've actually never heard of that before. Is that the 3 Devin, or like that's got to be something
beyond
3 Devin?
No, yeah, definitely not a 3 Devin thing.
Talk to me about 3 Devin.
Yeah,
what's that about?
Oh yeah, that's a yeah. 3D framework is a framework. It's called three-dimensional coaching. Jeff Duke is the creator of it. He's out of Florida. I think it's just a framework for coaches and for athletic programs. We talk about it at Grace. There's a lot of the schools that I think use it too, but it's three dimensions. First dimension is the physical, just fundamentals of the sport. Second dimension is the mental, emotions, and all that good stuff that come with sport, creating a mentally ready athlete. And then the third dimension is holism. It's the heart. It's the thing that carries you beyond, you know, sport. It's the relationships. It's the legacy that you leave. So it's a pyramid, basically, that he's created. So you have to have fundamentals. And then the second dimension is that motivation for an athlete. How do you motivate them to continue to come back, work hard, get better? There's so many things that, you know, in that second dimension, talk about the mental side of sport. And then third dimension, of course, is building those strong relationships. Jeff Duke, 3D coaching, three-dimensional coaching. It's a great,
awesome.
It's a great piece. Yeah.
Love that, Devin. That's good stuff, man. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on here.
Appreciate you guys too, man.
I don't mean this in a funny way. Some people, if I told them they have a lot going on, I'd actually mean that obviously sarcastically right now. But I know you guys are closing stuff down with school. My son's last school day, I think, was today. Is y'all's today, or are y'all already done?
Yeah, I think today is kind of like a very, and a shout out to the class of 2020 today, man, big time. All the students, there's kind of a personal ceremony going on for all our seniors today, and they're getting diplomas and things, 10 people at a time, and really nice job that the team's organized at Grace to make that happen. But hopefully a future ceremony in June, later June, as a commencement stuff. I think a lot of schools are doing some of those hybrid type approaches for graduation. So,
yeah. Well, awesome, man. Well, look, I know you got a lot going on, so I appreciate you taking some time, man. And hopefully it was a help to some people that were viewing it and trying to navigate this whole everything going on.
Yeah, man.
And I'm excited to see what happens in the coming months, and hopefully we'll have some sports come
fall.
Yeah,
same here, man. We can't wait. Appreciate you guys.
All right, dude. Well, look, Devin, I appreciate you, man. I'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you guys for listening to the live stream today. I think there were some technical difficulties a little bit with the Wi-Fi. I'm not sure if it was on my end or Devin's. But Devin's a great guy. He's one of our first customers we ever had here at 323. He's been loyal. He's fantastic. Hopefully there was some stuff in here that helped you. And we're hoping to do these every week. If you guys have some things that you'd love for us to talk about or some stuff that when we get some athletic directors and coaches on here that you'd love to hear, just let us know. You can email us at info@323sports.com. Or feel free to obviously direct message us here. We'd love to hear from you. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the 323 Sports Podcast. For more information on what 323 Sports can do for your business or sports organization, visit 323sports.com.